News Now Warsaw, WRSW 1480 AM and W259 BJ 997 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at RV Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rvcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com, and the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. How are you for Saturday in February, which means it's girls basketball sectional week, and for the Warsaw Lady Tigers, their sectional run is over. They were beaten last night by Elkhart 55-53. We'll talk more about that with Lenny Krebs in just a minute. On the other side of the bracket, Northridge had a really hard time with Goshen. They won 54-42. However, that's a team that Northridge beat in the regular season by 39 points. Goshen put up a pretty good fight, but came up short. Northridge and Elkhart will play for the championship there. In the Plymouth sectional, Washington beat Adams 77-30. Plymouth beat Michigan City 62-27. At Bremen, Glenn beat Knox 39-30, and Tippecanoe Valley advanced by beating Bremen 56-33. At Mishawaka Marion, St. Joe beat Clay 62-54, and Mishawaka Marion beat New Prairie 55-29. At Fairfield wins again. They beat West Noble 55-6. It was Lakeland over Northwood 41-39. At Central Noble, Westview beat Fremont 39-30 in overtime, and Central Noble beat Eastside 51-42. At Cass, North Miami wins again. They beat Winamac 49-31, and Pioneer beat Lewis Cass 40-36. At Culver, Triton beat Marquette 45-30. Argus beat Westville 48-45. At Blackhawk, Bethany Christian beat Blackhawk 33-32, and Lakewood Park beat Elkhart Christian 47-30. And good luck to Lakeland Christian Academy tonight. They beat Southern Wells 63-33 in the semifinals at Southern Wells. They will take on Southwood for the school's first sectional championship. Southwood beat Northfield 59-39. Again, last night, the Lady Tigers had their season come to an end. They lose to Elkhart 55-53. We'll talk with Lennon Krebs about last night's game and the season next, here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder Verbruggen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder Verbruggen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder Verbruggen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderverbruggen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Monty's Best One Tire and Auto Care. Where the best costs less. When you head out on the road, you need to trust your car. Monty's Tire is always here to keep it running right. Monty's Best One Tire and Auto Care. Where the best costs less.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Krebs.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
The sun came up this morning. I guess that's a good thing when that happens. It's always tough that day after the season ends because you wonder what if, how things could have been different. You spend the night going home thinking about what you could have done differently to help the outcome of the game. But, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. Proud of the girls. We'll use this as fuel to move forward.
You got behind early. And the girls, I thought, for the first time really all season, looked nervous, right? They looked really anxious about the situation. And then they got down by 10. And I thought, this could really get bad. But by golly, they fought their way back, Coach. At the end of the first quarter, Peterson hits that prayer of a three-pointer, and it's 17-17. And I said to Steve down the line, I said, we're going to win this game. We're down 10. We come back, hit that shot at the end of the quarter. We're going to come back and win this game. It just didn't work out that way.
I thought, I spent the first quarter break talking to the kids about, we look like we're in a panic mode right now. We need to be able to play fast without panicking. And that's what it looked like from the sidelines. And, you know, that's part of our youth. That's part of our, you go back to even Brooke and Abby. They never had that true sectional. You are one of the main character people on the floor situation. That didn't happen to them last year. Probably the only person that we had on the floor that had that experience at that time was Zoe and then Ava. So two people out of our crew that had been through this before. We keep telling them throughout the course of the season, it's a different type of pressure when you get to sectional. It's a different type of pressure. All of a sudden, you've got news cameras there. You've got more people on the stands. It's different. The feel is different. And you and I talked before the game, and I kept telling you, I don't know if we have the maturity and the toughness yet. Well, I think it's down the pipeline. I think it's there. I wasn't sure how we were going to respond to the situation this year. And, you know, that's what happened early. We let that pressure get to us. And then throughout the course of the game, you saw some shots not fall. You saw some things that maybe normally we have success with. And now the girls are starting to panic even more and trying to do things that are out of the ordinary. And, you know, that's not a method for success come tournament time. That's not what we did for 22, 23 games during the course of the season.
It's a 72% free throw shooting team that shot very poorly at the free throw line last night. And you had the right people up there for most of those trips to the free throw line. And that was just one indication. And again, when you lose a game like you guys lost it last night by two, there's a million things you can go back through and point to. Well, that's one thing, and that's one thing. And it was lots of little things that made a big wall that kept you from moving on.
You think 2 points, one possession. My only comment to the girls after the game about that particular game was, it was a one possession game. What happens if each person fixes one mistake, changes one possession on their own? Now, all of a sudden, it goes from a one-possession game that we lose to a 4 or 5-possession game that we win. That is what I was telling them, and it's why I stress all year long, details matter. Details matter. Little things matter, because we know come tourney time, those little things are going to matter. And, you know, that was my only comment after the game was, now I hope you can see that the details do matter. That's true in life. The details matter. That's a life skill. How I do the little things in life make a difference. And, you know, that's something that's hard for young kids to learn. And I'm just proud of the group because they put themselves in position that they were in.
You get behind in that third quarter and spent the whole rest of the game trying to catch up. And in the sectional, that's a really hard spot to be in.
Anytime you're playing from behind, you're exerting more energy. Even with our style, when you're pressing and you're ahead, or you're playing up tempo when you're ahead, it's a different type of feeling because you're the one dictating that pace. All of a sudden, when you fall behind and now you're playing catch up, it has that extra emotional wear on you, and it just feels different. And that makes fatigue set in a little bit quicker. And you saw some of that last night in a sense of playing from behind and playing the same way we did play all year long as far as up-tempo. Fatigue became a little bit more of an issue. Some of those things just felt different. And, you know, you think about this whole season. We didn't play from behind a lot, which, once again, is saying a lot to these kids, about these kids, considering the fact that we played a Ben Davis, we played a Westfield, we played a Carroll, we played. Now the next step becomes, how can we play from behind and just maintain what we do? That's next on our growth chart.
Even with 2 minutes to go, you're only down a possession. And this is not a very good free throw shooting team in Elkhart. And it felt like a lot of time ran off the clock before your girls were able to foul. What were your coaching instructions and how did that play out?
No, at that point in time, when, if you recall, there was a timeout. Right about that time, we had four team fouls. We knew we had to get two more in. We wanted those two team fouls to take place going for the basketball in a rather quick time period to get us to six. We needed to get to that six mark so we didn't have to burn any more time. At the same time, we wanted to try to get the ball out of number three's hands into number one or number five and foul them. They are the two people we knew we wanted to foul based on their free throw percentage, and we didn't quite get that done. We let number three hold onto that basketball a little bit too long and use too much time. At the same time, you're trying to walk that fine line of you're only down a possession. All it takes is a turnover. All it takes is how do you walk that line, you know, with that much time left. But ideally, we wanted the ball to go out of number three's hands into number one or number five, and those were the people we wanted to foul.
As it ends up, you end up losing by two. And again, you'll spend the rest of the summer, if you want, going back and trying to figure out what could be different. You challenged your girls to be that one thing that's different. The game ends. Your kids walk off the floor. Take us into the locker room. What was that scene like?
You know, it's always a tough place to be when you realize that it's the final time you're going to be together with that group of girls. Even with all the kids we have coming back, they're never going to go on this journey again with this group of girls, ever. That's always a very hard place to be. But my comment is this. Right now, the next couple of days, it's going to seem like a fog as you realize that this season is over. This is coming to an end. You've got, even as a coach, you're in that little bit of a daze and a fog. But eventually that fog is going to clear and we're going to realize what we accomplished this year. No one would ever convince me that they thought this team was going to win 18 games. No one, including any girl in that locker room. When you look at our schedule, you were not going to convince me they were going to go 7-0 in conference, win 18 games, beat Ben Davis, beat Westfield, beat Carroll, give Homestead and Columbia City games. You weren't going to convince me of that. You and I talked. You gave me a number. Coach Spiker and I talked. He gave me a number. The fog is going to clear, and we're going to realize what we accomplished, and we accomplished some things that no one can take away from you. That was my comment to them. You can call yourself a champion. You were the NLC champions. You ran the table. And my only other comment to them was, I tell you every day to leave the place better because you were here. Last year's team left the jersey better for you. You picked up that mantle and you left this jersey better because you were here. That's the biggest compliment I can pay a kid, a group. They left the jersey better. Next year's team has a high standard to live up to make that jersey better, but I know they can do it.
No team in the history of Lady Tiger basketball shot three-pointers like your bunch did. 195 three-pointers, including the ones they hit last night. 195. The old record was 128, so that's crazy good. You had three girls that broke 250 points, all three of them very close to 300 points in their freshman or sophomore seasons. You had I haven't updated the number. I updated the stats on Max Preps, but it takes a while for those to load up where you can see them. I'm 99.9% sure that you broke the school record for three-point percentage in a season, which was 37, and now it's going to be north of 39 because of the way you shot the ball here this week. This team, you and I thought would shoot the ball well, and by goodness, they shot it way better than we could have ever imagined. They were terrific shooting the basketball.
You know, that's a tribute to those girls and how much time they put in working at the game. A lot of people like to play the game. There's a big difference in my mind between playing the game and working at the game. This is a group of girls, they love to work at the game, and it shows. At the same time, that's a tribute to those girls and how well they shared the basketball. To say we had three people approaching 300 points for the season and could have had another one or two in that situation, that's a tribute to those girls. We shot the ball extremely well. I'm excited to see what the offseason holds for these kids. You know, you start looking at next year. I can tell you as a staff, I got back to the office and your natural instinct is, now what? That's the coach's mentality. Now what do we do? How do we get better from here? And we start listing names and we start talking about this. But I'm excited to see what the offseason holds for these kids, because every offseason I've seen them in my time here at Warsaw, they've spent that time getting better.
Let's talk about two kids that won't be back next year, and that's Zoe and Viv. Those are two really good kids who gave a lot to the program. And you think about all the elementary kids who play basketball in the fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, same age as Zoe and Viv, and it whittled down to those two that were left. And those are two really good kids.
First, let me talk about Zoe. I'm going to break this up into the two different kids. Name another kid besides, we've had a few in a Kendall Wayne and some of those kids that will come every day, work hard, and not really care how many points they score, and go out and do the job that you ask them to do, no matter what it is, and knowing that they're probably not going to get recognition from the people sitting in the stands and in the media, because points are glorified in the fact that we're asking you to do something that's not glorified, and for you to go out and do it with your whole heart every single day. You give me another kid like that, and I'll show you a champion. Not only that, but in today's society, name another kid that's willing to put in the time to excel at two sports. There's so many other things for them to do. You've got it, Zoe Bergen, who, amazing soccer player, amazing basketball player, amazing kid. Her work ethic and drive, second to none. Can't say enough about this young lady. She's got greatness in her future, whatever she decides to do once she leaves Warsaw. I'm so proud of her. Then you've got Viv, who, once again, I'm going to use the expression, name another kid who's willing to come every day, do the work, and not always reap the benefits from it, knowing that she could have a limited role, but she comes every day to make her teammates better and to be a part of something bigger than herself. That's not today's society. That's not normal. Everybody wants to be it. Everybody wants to be the star. Everybody wants, here are two kids that had no drive to say, this is what I want or else. And both of these kids, what I can say about them, you think about all the great athletes, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's, the Michael Jordan's, the number one thing they say about them is they made their teammates better. I mean, before Michael Jordan, who the heck was John Paxson? They made their teammates better. I can tell you that these two people have greatness in them because they make them around them better. They make their teammates better. That's the biggest compliment I can give these kids. They have greatness in them because they make those around them better. My hat's off to both of these girls. I'm so proud of them. I love them dearly. And I told them last night, I hope you know if you ever need anything, you've got someone who come and fight for you any day. Just so proud of these two.
What's coming back, and I know it's not even been not even really 12 hours since the game ended at Concord last night, but you said you've thought ahead to the future. Obviously, the big stat of the game last night was Elkhart had 26 offensive rebounds. That's an incredible amount of rebounds. you can't grow your girls bigger, right? It's not like you can pour magic dust on them and help them grow 3 or 4 inches. So what do you do to try to correct that situation, turn it around, make your girls better at things like that moving forward? Because that's, again, there's nobody in the JV that's coming up that's going to be able to help you with that. How did you get there in the next step in this progression?
You know, that particular stat, that offensive rebound is going to start to come down to getting some physical strength and some toughness in a sense of, I'm going to hit first when you try to go to the boards. I'm not going to try to just out jump you or out hustle you to a basketball, even though going to get the basketball is a great skill to have. If you're not in position to do that, it doesn't matter how quick you are. We will spend a lot of time over the next 2 to 3 years working on lockouts, working on hitting first, working on absorbing contact. Once again, there's a skill that's not common in girls basketball at times, wanting to absorb contact when someone's running full steam ahead to get a rebound or driving to the lane. It's not normal. And, you know, I do have to say last night, I'm proud of the girls because I thought there were times they stepped into the path of someone with the basketball. We didn't always have the right angle, but we stepped in their path and tried to take a charge. But we have to carry that toughness over to the rebounding category, to the turnover category, where we're tougher with the basketball. But that comes with experience. That comes with maturity. Once again, 3 freshmen, 2 sophomores playing a majority of the minutes. That was what I meant when I said I don't know if we're mature enough yet to get to where we want to go in the tournament. That just comes with experience, and it's something we're definitely going to look at. We're going to show them on film. Then we're going to spend some time in this offseason working on that technique.
The stat that we threw out Tuesday in the Concord game through the regular season, freshmen and sophomores accounted for 86% of the scoring. And my guess is, without figuring it up, my guess is that number was higher in the 2 games of the postseason. So there's a lot to be excited about, but there's just an awful lot to do.
There's always a lot to do. That my mind is already spinning with what I need to get done to get this team to where they want to go and experience a deep tourney run. And we took a huge step with toughening up our schedule, so we have to do things right all the time. And I don't want to sit here and assume, you know, I was just sitting here figuring numbers. We have, out of 58.9 points per game is what we average this year, we've got it about 52 of that coming back. I'm not one that's going to sit here and assume, well, I have 52 points coming back, we're going to be better next year. I don't operate that way. We are going to find ways to get better. We're going to find things we can do differently to get better. And we're going to continue to develop the kids at the varsity level. At the same time, we're going to develop some of the young kids to get them ready to play at this level. You know, we've got some young kids on the JV, from a Kyrie Kaiser to a Kelsey Rand to Braylee to Allison to all of those kids, getting them ready for this next level. My mind's already spinning with what they need to do. I've already started to make a list of skills they need to work on. My mind doesn't shut down in that sense. And we also have our youth league tryouts for grades 3 to 8 coming up on Monday, Tuesday. This isn't about just one group of girls. It's about establishing a program that, you know, when I came here 6 years ago, you told me there's not a 20-win team in the near future. I want to build the program to where there's a 20-win team every single year. And that means I don't get the luxury of just concentrating on the varsity team. I've got to focus on the program. And that starts with our 3rd, 4th, 5th graders. And, you know, I guess that's my quote, unquote, vacation and off season. Now let's go to work with the young kids and get better.
And you mentioned the JV. They struggled at the beginning of the season to kind of figure each other out. They had another injury. Mia Jones injured her knee again, so she wasn't able to keep going, and she was going to be a major factor for them. And you didn't have a freshman team this year. intentionally, you look back on that now, you have to feel that was a good move. And you're going to have, you should have, between Lakeview and Edgewood, you should have a pretty decent freshman team coming up.
You know, we saw this freshman class and what we needed to do with them. We saw where they were going to need to play to best develop. And looking back, it was the right decision. There are times you look back and you make after a decision and go, no, not the right one. I feel good about the decision that we didn't have a freshman team and allowed all those kids to play at a higher level, knowing that we're losing two seniors and we've got all these kids coming back. And I just sat down and figured the other day that we should have somewhere between 17 to 20 kids coming from the two middle schools, and some of them may be ready to make the jump to JV. But then we have that competitive freshman team that we wanted, compromised of freshmen that are there to get better. So we're excited about the health of the program and where it's at. You know, I'm never one to make a prediction on where freshmen will end up as far as being absolute. However, with all the kids we have coming back, it's going to be very, very, very difficult for some of those incoming freshmen to make the jump to varsity. I don't foresee that. I've eaten my words before in saying that, but I think it's going to be very, very difficult. And is that going to happen? Don't know. But if not, it's not going to come to as a shock to me.
Great job this season. Thank you for everything.
I just want to say thank you, Roger, for everything you've done for the program and for continuing to cover the girls, promoting them. It takes a village to have the success we have, everybody from the bus drivers to the stats people. Just thank you to everybody who helped us have this success.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Warsaw Lady Tigers. History will record that their season ended last night with a record of 18-6 and an 18th Northern Lakes Conference Championship in school history. Matt Moore's team pulled off a pretty big upset on Thursday night at home against Mishawaka. We'll relive that and talk about today's game next on News Now Warsaw.
Community involvement has always been important to Crossroads Bank, and one way they show that is by supporting the local schools. Whether it's cheering them on in the stands or taking part in community programs, you'll find Crossroads Bank rooting for the home team. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair, all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Lakeside Chevrolet in Warsaw and Huntington announces invoice pricing on all new Silverados now through the end of February. We're loaded with brand new Silverados with more coming, so don't miss out. We're offering invoice pricing to everyone. Plus, you also get Lakeside's exclusive Warranty Forever program. Hurry in now to either store for best selection or shop us online at lakesidechevy.com.
We own your business every day. Lakeside Chevrolet.
Some of the best small college basketball teams in America are coming to Winona Lake for the NCCAA National Finals March 15th through the 18th. Teams from around the country will converge to the Manhattan OCC in search of a national championship. Tickets are $30 for all 4 days and all 24 games of the tournament, or day passes are $10. Get more at gclancers.com. The NCCAA Division I National Basketball Finals, hosted by Grace College and sponsored in part by News Now Warsaw, 107.3 WRSW, and Willie 103.5.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Roger.
What a win for your boys on Thursday. 2.5 quarters of just real struggles, and then all of a sudden you go to kind of a half-court trap, and the next thing you know, Jackson Gould's tip of the ball, Trey Davis is stealing it, and off to the races, and it was that over and over and over again.
Yeah, by no means was that the game plan. is, guys, we're going to get down and play really poorly, and then we're going to surprise them and press all game in the second half. And just, no, I just, it's a, I said this the other night, it's 100% their determination to not lose. We just kind of sat back and watched them, and they slowly chipped away. And we still had possessions offensively where we just came up empty, but the relentless pursuit of, you know, all those guys in the back line, and we were position-wise was great, and we were aggressive, and we trapped the right way, and you played till the end, and that you know, I didn't know we had that in us. You never want to doubt that, but you never know until you see glimpses of it, and now, you know, that belief of, if you're in those positions, you don't want to be, obviously, but if you're in those positions, that, hey, man, we can do this, and they showed everybody they could.
Is that now part of the game plan? Maybe not all the time, but for stretches?
I think we do have, you know, Trey is so unique in his ability to just, he gets deflections and he's there. He is a unique player because he's such a good defender and he's very slight in stature, but he just happens to be around the basketball a lot. And there's really no way to other, I don't have an answer for that. Jackson has great anticipation skills and you know, he's just, imagine doing something for your entire life and then taking half your body that you normally do it with and not using it to the level to compete. And he's getting left-handed. He's still one on the inbounds play right in front of our bench with his left hand. Carson is just relentlessly there. He just is there all the time. And then Brant's ability to play in transition. Drew's been really good. Jaeger is coming into using his size. Potter came in and gave us great minutes. And so, like, just across the board, our bench was really good. You know, a guy we don't talk about often, Will Bergen. Will's done an exceptional job of, you know, it's difficult being on a team as a senior and not getting a lot of clock and not getting what most would be meaningful minutes. But the minutes he gets for us every day are meaningful to me because he understands what he brings to the table impacts those guys. So if he takes a day off in practice and doesn't help push guys, and those guys don't have to come in and do things. And then, you know, just across the board. And that's what you need. You guys stepping up. You know, Luke Bricker shot really well against Elkhart. Didn't get as much time the other night. And the team element, I think these guys care about each other. And I think it's been fun to see them kind of walk through this and kind of piece it together.
They kind of have found themselves to a certain extent like a boat in the middle of the ocean that has no motor and no oars. And the one thing that they have is each other. And we've seen them come together piece by piece, that it's not quite an us against the world mentality, but it's us. And that's been good to see. That's been fun to watch them do that.
Yeah, and there's all these, you know, side stories going on through every season, right? You deal with injury, you deal with, there's drama in every team. That's sports. That's a microcosm of life and how you navigate that. But I think this group in particular, to your point, they've come to accept some certain things. And I just think, like, acceptance is the boring part of love, but it's also one of the most important parts. And they've accepted each other. They've accepted me. They've accepted our staff. They accepted our support staff. And whatever ideas they had to start the season in their own right, they've kind of merged those together to become what we are today. And it's you're right. I think we do have a direction. We do have a pathway now. And it, you know, it's neat to see kind of Drew kind of make his way back into that mix a little bit when, quite frankly, I think a lot of people had given up on him. And I told him yesterday, man, I was like, look, man, I've been extremely proud of your willingness to, despite all the distractions, despite all the people that are telling you whatever you think you need to be doing, that you're still here and you're showing up for me. And if nothing else, man, you know that I've not given up on you, right? Because broken crayons still color. And we're going to draw this awesome picture down the stretch, and you're going to be a big part of it, and I want you to know that. And he's just continued to stay the course, and it's been really neat to see.
Well, his crayon was drawn full force in full bloom on Thursday night, 25 points, career high, And every time your team needed something, he gave it to them.
Yeah, it just he's that way. And I wish he could find a way to bottle that, because he's had games where, you know, I think the moment gets really big and he gets anxious a little bit. And then he has games against really good teams. You know, Valpo, the last 2 years, he's played excellent. The other night in a do-or-die situation, he comes in and is excellent. So, yeah, I think that acceptance part of the group is important, and knowing that they got each other's back, and knowing that I've got their back and they've got mine, and we stay the course and we plow forward.
If you just had the weekend to enjoy that win and get ready for the two games next week, oh no, Chesterton's coming in, and even though they don't have Travis Grayson anymore, they're probably not going to get to Indianapolis for the state finals again this year. There's still plenty of guys there that can still play really good basketball.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Urban does a great job. I mean, if you're looking at teams in the region that you want to measure yourself by year in and year out, it's going to be Chesterton. And that's why we added him on the schedule 3 years ago. Has nothing to do with you know, Hamstra being there. Coach Urban's teams are, well, three things I think of when I think of them. I think they're high motors. I think they play extremely hard. And playing teams out of our normal territory, I think, is important for us to see what it feels like to play against those teams. So region teams in the DAC, teams down near Indianapolis, whenever that may be in the summer or during the season, like measuring yourself against what it means to play hard. So I think they play extremely hard. I think their level of execution is extremely high as well. They offensively, they're as good as it gets, because you look at what they lost and now they're sitting where they're at still. They can execute. And then their ability to just defend you with constant pressure. I think 2 years ago we're playing at home, and they just come in and just hit us square in the mouth to start the game. And even me a little bit, when I called that first time, I was like, whoa, what did we just dig up here? We found ourselves a little bit. We got our composure, and then we were able to do some things in that game that maybe in other games we didn't do as well. But I thought we spaced the floor well. I thought we drove the ball well. We, you know, 3-point lead up there last year in maybe late in the fourth. And that, you know, that's a tough place to play. So, yeah, definitely a game worthy of being on our schedule.
Well, that game up there last year was the day after they'd played a huge conference game. So they were sitting right for your guys to go in there and, again, get knocked right in the face at the beginning of the game, crawl the way back, have the lead in the fourth quarter. Chesterton shows you why they're Chesterton. Yep. And they made the plays they needed to make at the end. After today, then, you have road trips next week, your last road trips of the regular season. You go to Marion on Tuesday, and you go to Plymouth on Friday. Those are two road trips that are not a lot of fun to think about.
Well, you just look at our schedule, what's left. So Chesterton winning record, 13-14 wins already. Marion winning record, going to Bill Green Arena. You go to Plymouth, who's a rival, which is an easy place to play regardless of the record. We're just going to say they're going to, I mean, they've been beating people recently. So in the last 3 weeks, they're winning the way they need to. Tibby Valley's having an outstanding year. They've got a winning record. Carroll's having an outstanding year. They got a winning record. And you roll into the sectional. So, like, there's no games on our schedule left and basically all year that you're just going, yeah, we can show up this night and we're going to be able to kind of take a breath. But I also think that's how we've built it. And I think our guys understand that. And I think as we play, especially as we get back on the road next week after this weekend, we start setting our mindset for sectional coming up.
Okay. We'll see you this afternoon.
Looking forward to it.
Warts on Chesterton. This is a 1 o'clock matinee JV start time. And we'll be on the air just before that on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll run through the swimming prelims, the boys' conference swim meet from last week, tell you how the wrestlers did last weekend, and preview what's going on today in the regional up at Penn. That's coming up next here on the Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company.
Reinhold's Town Square Furniture is your friend in the furniture business. We're the same people you see around Warsaw every day. When you come to Reinhold's, you might work with your son's football coach or your daughter's t-ball coach. You could see the guy you beat in the golf tournament or the lady that sings at church. Chances are we probably know each other from somewhere. That's one of the best things about living in a small town. It's always nice to see a familiar face. And that's exactly what you'll get when you stop in at Reinhold's Town Square Furniture. People you know, a friend that wants to help you find what you're looking for. So the next time you see one of us out on the town, stop by and say hello. It's always nice to see a familiar face.
Hey, it's Andrew from Bobcat of Warsaw, and basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three-pointer from beyond the arc? Kind of like, Who doesn't love the roar of equipment when you start it up, knowing you're about to get something done? So get your somethings done with Bobcat equipment from us. Check out our lineup of Bobcat loaders, excavators, tractors, and mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Warsaw Tiger Basketball.
Booyah!
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. As Hoosiers, we know there's nothing more important in basketball than the team, working together for a common goal. That's what we do in our law practice. Our team of attorneys consult together regarding cases, pooling our resources and our 200 years of legal experience to make sure that you get the best outcome for your case. Call us for an appointment at 267-6116 so our team can handle your legal needs. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's the Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with wrestling, who last week competed in the sectional at Plymouth, and they battled to a third-place finish in the sectional, which was very good. This is a beaten-up wrestling team over the course of the year. They did not have the lineup out there they necessarily wanted, but they plugged some guys in some holes, and they did pretty well. 10 wrestlers advanced to the regional. 12 of the 14 weight classes had finishes in the top six. Jackson Walters, the only champion for the day at 182, his first sectional championship. Finalist and runner-up finishers Bryce McNeese at 106, Elias Garza at 120. Senior 145er Grant Cook picked up a third-place finish. He moves on to the regional. Danny Moon, Bryson Brown, Isaac Beam at 152, 160, and 220 all wrestled against number one seeds early, rallied back, and finished in third. Also advancing as fourth-place finishers, Isaiah Martinez at 126, Nathan Rosas at 195, and Cameron Kaufman at 285. So the regional is going on today. As a matter of fact, it's already underway up at Penn. The boys swimming sectional prelims were held on, the girls swim sectional prelims on Thursday. Warsaw, Brooke Shimasowski, Morgan Howitt, Elizabeth Jo Sellis, Ariel Strange finished in sixth in the 200 medley relay. In the girls 200 freestyle, Elizabeth Jo Sellis was fifth. Julia Gogovsky was 11th. In the prelims, in the 200 IM at the Warsaw Girls Sectional, Morgan Howitt was 6th, Lucy Ray 9th, and Claire Corson 12th. In the 100 butterfly, Brooke Shimasowski was 4th, and Morgan Howitt was 7th. Claire Corson came in 14th. In the girls 100 free, Marissa Howitt was 2nd in the prelims, Ariel Strange was 8th, Julie Gogovsky finished in 9th. In the 500 free, Elizabeth Jo Sellis was 3rd, and Elizabeth Osborne was 10th. In the 200 free relay, the team of Morgan Howitt, Julia Gogovsky, Ariel Strange, and Marissa Howitt will be in the middle of the pool. They finished in 2nd. In the girls 100 also, in the girls 100 backstroke, Brooke Shimasaki finished in 5th. Elizabeth Osborne was 10th. In the 100 breaststroke, Lucy Ray was 12th, and Haley Strange came in 13th. And in the 400 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Elizabeth Jo Sellis, Julia Gogovsky, Marissa Howitt, and Brooke Shimasaki finished in 3rd. The finals are underway over at the pool today with the diving competition getting things started. The boys competed in the NLC championships last Saturday up at Northridge. The 200 medley relay team from Warsaw was disqualified in the prelims on Thursday. In the B final, Aiden Teo was 10th and Alex Bowers was 14th in the 200 free. In the 200 IM, Griffin Brown was 5th, Josh Warner 12th, and Michael Webster was 14th. In the 50 free, Ian Brebrink was 2nd, and Diego Manwaring was 8th. Elijah Zog came in 10th. In the 1-meter diving competition, Jay Sawyer won that championship with a score of 488.25. His teammate Ian Parrott was 2nd with a score of 380. Isaac Bream came in 6th. In the 100 Butterfly, Griffin Brown finished in second. Wrigley's Starkweather was 12th. Phoenix Klein was 16th. In the 100 Free, Diego Manwaring was 7th. Caden Reif was 13th. And Logan Miller was 15th. In the 100 Free, Diego Manwaring was 6th. Caden Reif was 13th. Logan Miller was 15th. In the 500 Free, Elijah Zog was 5th. Alex Bowers, 10th. Wrigley Starkweather, 13th. In the 200 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Griffin Brown, Diego Manwaring, Elijah Zog, and Ian Wiebrink finished in third, just about 3 seconds off the leaders and winners from Concord. In the 200 free relay, Warsaw's team, in the 100 backstroke, Josh Warner was 8th, and Aiden Teal finished in 9th. In the 100 breaststroke, Ian Wiebrink won that event in the conference championship with a time of 57.46. He won by 0.3 of a second over the swimmer from Concord. Michael Webster was 13th and Phoenix Klein was 16th. In the 400 freestyle relay, the team of Aiden Teo, Diego Manwaring, Elijah Zog, and Ian Wiebrink finished in 5th. Final results, Concord won it with a score of 441. Northwood was 2nd, 298. Walwa C was 3rd, 293, and Warsaw finished 4th with a score of 298. The freshman boys basketball team took on Mishawaka on Monday, and they lost to the Cavemen 33-28. Sam McDaniels had 9 points. Jordan Randall and Robbie Strawn each had 7 for the Tigers, who then came back and beat St. Joe on Wednesday by a score of 23-19. That brings you up to the current. The swimming and diving finals for the girls in the sectional going on at the Warsaw Pool. Again, the diving competition is already underway. The wrestlers are up at Penn today for the regional competition. Top 4 in each weight class advance on to the semi-state. The girls gymnastics team will start at 11 o'clock at the Lakeland High School Invitational. And the basketball teams are home today. Freshmen in the Career Center gym at 1. The JV and the Tiger Den at 1. Varsity will follow the JV for a 2:30 start as Chesterton comes to Warsaw. On Monday, the gymnastics team will be at Huntington North. That will start at 6:30. Tuesday, the boys junior varsity and varsity basketball teams will be at Marion High School. That's not Mishawaka Marion. That's Marion, the Marion Giants. JV at 6. Varsity will follow. Coverage begins at 5:55 on News Now Warsaw. Also, the girls' diving regional will be held Tuesday. That will be at Mishawaka's pool starting at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday, the gymnastics team is again on the road, taking on Logansport and Plymouth at Logansport. That will start at 6:30. The boys' freshman basketball team will start their tournament run as they compete in the NLC tournament. They will host Northwood at 6 o'clock on Thursday, and then we'll follow the brackets from there. Friday, then, the state swimming and diving championships down in Indianapolis at the IU Natatorium. That will start at 6 o'clock on Friday and continue on Saturday. And the boys' junior varsity and varsity basketball teams will be at Plymouth to play on the rock starting at 6:15, and our coverage will begin at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. The freshman boys' basketball tournament will continue on Saturday morning. The swimming and diving state finals continue Saturday. The track teams, boys and girls, will have an indoor track meet, and that will be in the T-Rack on Saturday, both starting at 9 a.m. Wrestling semi-states are again this year at East Chicago, and the gymnastics team is at Angola for their invitational. That catches you up on what's been happening this week in Tiger Sports and what is to come. We will come back and wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at R&B Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rbcarcompany.com.
You see a worn, out-of-date shower. we see an up-to-date shower with a beautiful glass enclosure custom designed for you. A Glass Doctor specialist will transform your old shower into a bright, upscale sanctuary that's timeless. It may even increase your home's resale value, all for less than you might think. Schedule an in-home design consultation with the Glass Doctor specialist today.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Lake City Restoration on Argonne Road in Warsaw is there when you need them most. Call 574-385-9111. Whether it's damage from a fire, flood, mold, storm, or biohazard, Lake City Restoration is the solution for your emergency service needs. Call 574-385-9111. That's 385-9111, online at lcrestore.com, or simply Google Lake City Restoration.
And now for a final thought on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
I hope this makes sense, what I'm about to say, and it may make you mad. It may help you understand me better or why I do the way I do. I hope it does that. I had so much fun covering the Warsaw Lady Tigers this year. That was so much fun, watching kids experience new things, watching them grow up before our eyes, watching them achieve things that we didn't think were possible. 18 wins. I'll tell you what, my number was 12. Lenny said, I know you had a number. He asked me before the season, what do you think? I said, if this is a 500 or better season, it's a huge win for the program. 18 wins. 18 wins is north of 12. And so it was fun to watch them. It was fun to watch them grow up. It was fun to watch them work with each other, to watch a small group of upperclassmen work with the younger kids and try to bring them along and show them stuff and put their arm around them. That was good. That was really good. And it's a credit to them and their parents. Your kids, especially the two seniors, your kids are going to grow up and do really good things because they're good kids. They work hard and they get it. And I appreciate Zoe and Viv and what they mean to me and what they mean to Tiger basketball, and what they're going to mean to the community that they continue on, because they're going to be good wives, good moms, good leaders in their community, and they're going to be, for whatever business they get into, they're going to be a benefit to that business. And they know that they can come to me because I'll write that down for somebody or talk to them on the phone and tell them that if they need to hear it. So it's been fun covering this girls' basketball team. I'm really sorry that it's over. I was hoping that we could at least get through this sectional and have another week of fun, but the season came to an end last night, and so we're looking forward to what the Lady Tigers can put together for next season. For Matt Moore's Bunch, they're in action today at 1 o'clock. We'll be out there starting at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. We hope to see you there. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results, and thank you for spending your Saturday with us. I'm Roger Grossman. Enjoy your Saturday. Have a great weekend, and thanks to R&B Car Company for all they do for us.
You've been listening to another great sporting event on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more, log on to the Warsaw Athletics website, warsaw-tigers.com. To listen to archive shows and Tiger game broadcasts, go to newsnowwarsaw.com. You can also follow News Now Warsaw on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a proud member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.